time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio, and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. And now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave.
And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. And it is a good Tuesday afternoon.
We're musical chairs here today.
We are musical chairs today, yes.
I'm not used to you being so close.
I'm hardly contagious.
Well, I don't know about that.
But what well, is there anything contagious going on? Well, the Guardians having trouble?
Oh, okay. I thought you said contagious.
Contagious. Well, winning is contagious. Is losing contagious?
Well, yeah. Obviously, for them, it is. I thought you were talking about a disease or something. There is some COVID problems going on. But there probably won't be any vaccines to take care of it. I don't know.
Probably won't be any more research anyway.
I think they're using vanilla beans extract to cure things now. Anyway, you want to get right into it, don't you?
No.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Actually, I do have something I want to get right into.
Okay, get right into it.
Nick Chubb's goodbye statement.
I got to get my tissue.
Oop.
Oh, my goodness.
Especially if I throw that around. See, I'm so upset. I threw fake Mountain Dew all over the place here.
Yeah.
First, get this. I need one for this and one for my eyes. The tissue's here. All right. So here's what Nick Chubb said. 7 years, Chubb's post to Instagram begins. That's more than just time. It's where I grew roots, found a home, and felt a love like nowhere else. The post continued, Cleveland, you didn't just embrace me, you became family. To every fan who cheered, shouted, and believed, you gave me purpose. To this city, with its grit, heart, and unforgettable spirit, you showed me what true community feels like. To my teammates, not only we know how hard we fought every day, and night, relentless effort, scratching and clawing, doing all we could to win games, not only for us, but for the city. You guys kept me going every day. I never forgot my time with you in the building and on the field. I came here to play football, and I'm leaving with so much more. Memories that'll last a lifetime. Friendships that have changed me. A pride in calling this place home. The city deserves a winning season every year. It's earned it, he wrote. This city doesn't quit. The people never stop believing. And my brothers in the locker room will never stop fighting. Cleveland's time is now. And not because they are owed anything, but because resilience always wins. Just like we preached every day in meetings. This isn't goodbye to what we built. It's a thank you for the trust, the passion, and the moments that made me feel like I belonged here from day one. Cleveland, you'll always have a piece of my heart. Until we meet again, brown heart emoji, bat emoji. I still don't know what the bat emoji is. Anyway, what it's for. Chubb will depart to number 3 on the Browns all-time rushing list at 6,843 yards. In 85 career games, the only two in front of him are the face of the franchise, Pro Football Hall of Fame, famers Jim Brown and Leroy Kelly. So he proclaimed his love to Cleveland, the city of Cleveland, in an essay in the Players' Tribute before his return in 2024 from a devastating knee injury, writing, "We always hear that NFL isn't the same as college, but I can't tell the difference here in Cleveland. It's the same love that I have in my college town in UGA." So there you are.
Very touching.
What a class guy, as he always has been.
Very touching.
As he always has been.
I'm holding back the tears. Can you tell?
Did you need a baggie?
Well, that's very nice, but doesn't mean a hill of beans, really. I hate to say it. I mean, he's gone. next one.
You know, he's gone not by choice. He's gone because...
Well, it's not by choice. I mean, they did give him an opportunity to come back last year, and they didn't have to, and he got hurt again. It's a grueling business. When you sign up for it, that's what happens. And I wish him well, but he's not part of the fabric anymore. You know, Terry Francona's gone. It was nice while it lasted, right? Jim Thome was gone. It was nice while it lasted. It's just the reality of sports that people ebb and flow into these teams. And it was very nice. I mean, didn't your favorite pitcher, Trevor Bauer, when he was traded, didn't he send off a nice letter?
He did.
Yes. Yeah. So, but does anybody care now? No. Except for you. You want him to be back on the team.
And his he was completely cleared. The woman who made the false charges has to pay so much money to him, and the charges of false statements and things like that have been.
Well, first of all, I don't want to put Nick Chubb in the same boat.
No.
Well, even though he should be, because according to you, he's perfectly fine person, Trevor Bauer. Well, then why is
he didn't do anything wrong?
Well, why is he playing for the Mexican chili beans, huh?
Because the Major League Baseball owners are wussies. They think that what was, and
maybe when he dies, they'll put him back on the team, just like they did with Pete Rose. What do you think? Huh?
Just saying, the guy still could pitch at this point.
I don't know what he's doing right now.
Last I heard, he was with the Mexican team.
Oh.
But.
The hot tamales.
I don't know what they name are. I don't think it was hot tamales.
Well, I think Nick Chubb was a blue-collar running back. He gave it his all. He got hurt. And life moves on. I mean, it does. You compare him with Bub, Deshaun Watson. There's no comparison. The guy
there was a letter from Bub, too. He said, "Dear Cleveland, I know you love Chubb, but I'm still here."
Was that what he said? Deshaun, well, come on. he wouldn't be that nice. He probably said, "You suckers, you're paying me $45 million a year for nothing.
For sitting on my butt. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. No, I, you know. I'm glad he found an opportunity to still play. It's basically for a minimum contract for Houston. I mean, he's with $5 million now. For most of us, that would be just tremendous.
That would be a life more than a lifetime.
Yeah,
but,
and I think he did rather well over his tenure with the Browns. And and let's face it, when you go to a Browns game, the number one jersey was Chubb.
Yeah,
maybe a distant second was Garrett, but he was more of a crybaby. Let's face it, Miles Garrett is a crybaby, right? I mean, I wouldn't want to tell him to his face that he did.
I wouldn't.
You know, but he wasn't going to play, and he ended up, blah 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 blah.
He never said he wasn't going to play.
Oh, he was
said he asked for a trade, and for a new contract.
Yeah. And he got the most money of any non-quarterback in the history of the game.
And that's why the Steelers' number one defensive guy is now holding out to get that kind of money. But he's holding out.
He's holding out.
Yes. He is not. He did not go to the.
Can't you take a supplement to help with holding out?
Not when you're holding out against him. No.
Of course, Myles Garrett. I wouldn't tell him that. I think he was kind of a crybaby, but. Not to his face. So if he shows up here one day, I'll say it's him. his Canadian cousin's much nicer.
Kilometer Garrett.
Yeah. Much nicer.
They're more polite up there.
Yeah,
and they have,
I don't know.
And they have donuts. That's part of their contract. Donuts is part of their contract.
Horton.
Yeah. Tim Horton. Yeah.
What was it? Tim Hortons.
Tim Horton.
That's not Tony.
Yeah.
I knew it was. I just...
I said Tim.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Okay.
Anyway. Chris Easterling, since we're on the Browns. He's come up with his guess right now, as of right now.
As of right now.
Who would be on the 53-man roster? I mean, I know it's ridiculous, but...
But they have to have something to write. It's like when they start in November writing about who's going to draft who, and the draft order hasn't even been set yet.
Well, covering football now has become a 12-month, every week type deal. That's all they do, to cover anything that happens with football. I mean, it used to be the season over and you go off to cover lacrosse or high school volleyball or stuff like that. Now it's dedicated one or even two sports writers to covering football. But just briefly, I'll go over some of the positions.
Okay.
Now, Christy Sterling is the Browns beat writer. I don't know what kind of beat he has, but it's a beat.
Must be a brown beat.
Yeah. It's not the vegetable beat we're talking about.
That's because the vegetable beet is red. Yeah.
Yes.
Or purple.
Purple. Do you like beets?
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah. My wife loves pickled beets.
Pickled beets. That could go with you.
Awful. Awful. Who would ever decide to get a beet and pickle it? I don't know.
The same people who decide to pickle pig's feet.
You ever have those?
No.
Oh. Me either. I just thought maybe you would. Anyway.
Never been quite that hungry.
No. He's predicting Kenny Pickett as a starter, Dillon Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders. But he says that next time it could very well be Joe Flacco and not Pickett.
Yeah, so they're not even going to have Joe Flacco there?
Joe Flacco, to me, like we talked about, is going to be the leading candidate to
start.
To start, unless something drastic happens. I don't think they anticipate having a great season. Their power ratings are way down. You never know.
Well, part of it is the indecision.
There's always a team that surprises everybody. I don't think it'll be
the Browns. It's never been the Browns,
they surprise people, all right. How bad they are. They weren't supposed to be as bad as they were last year.
Yeah.
Because they were hoping your favorite player, Bub, Deshaun Watson, was going to come back and he'd be healthy. And
take us to the Super Bowl. Yay!
Oh, I don't. I think the fans are. I mean, they're dedicated.
Just ask Chubb.
He loves them. But if Chubb comes back and plays the Browns at home, I'm sure they'll get. But you'll want him not to have a good game, right? You're not going to want him to have a good game against your home team.
I might.
I'm talking about a Browns fan.
Well, you said me. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
You said me.
All right. Okay. I'm just saying.
A Browns fan. No, the Browns fan would like to see him and would congratulate him and cheer him at the beginning.
And they would plant him under the ground.
Yes. That's what they would hope.
They're mercurial fans are.
Okay.
I don't even know. What you said, it sounds good.
But it does.
Yeah. So. I mean, I like the fact that he could have just left and say, hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Today I'm here, tomorrow I ain't. I had a guy actually who was a pretty leading figure in our organization just said, today I'm here, tomorrow I ain't. Left. Retired. Wow. I kind of like those. That's me. Not when I leave this show, which hopefully will be a long time. I'll give an eloquent departure speech.
You probably have to do a double show.
Anyway, running backs, Jerome Ford. I wonder if he drives one.
You don't have to drive anything with what he made.
Well, I don't know. He had to take a lesser contract. Quishon Judkins from Ohio State, Dylan Sampson, and Pierre Strong Jr. Those are our running backs. I think that's pretty much going to be your core running backs. Tight ends, Njoku. I don't know much about Harold Fannin Jr., do you?
No.
You're not a fan of Fannin?
I have no idea who he is. Don't know where he came from?
Blake Whitehart.
Another one. Don't know where he came from.
I don't either.
It's not what you call an elite group of tight ends.
Njoku is.
He is. Yes, he is. Absolutely. But I said an elite group, unless he's really big enough to be a group and by himself, then.
And then you got Brendan Bates. So, Stefanski is a big believer in the utilization of tight ends.
Right. Tight ends and running backs, play action, that kind of thing.
There's no such a position. I would be a loose end.
I'd be left out.
So, wide receivers. Jerry Jeudy, who had a really good year.
He did.
Jeudy. Deontay Johnson. DeAndre Carter. Cedric Tillman. He's okay. And Jamare Thrash. I don't know a thing about him. And Caden Davis. None of those strike me except for Jerry Jeudy as potential threats.
Now, that's what he expects to be on the team?
Yeah.
Okay.
And more. And there are more wide receivers. Devin Bush Jr., Carson Schlesinger. Maybe I've got the wrong thing here. No, okay. And Winston Reed, Jerome Baker, and Nathaniel Watson, but they look like they'll be cut.
Okay.
Okay, defensive backs, Denzel Ward, he's a very good player.
Yes.
Martin Emerson Jr., he's okay. Greg Newsom II, not bad. Grant Delpit.
Delpit. Whatever.
Yeah, Ronnie Hickman.
I'm not paying him.
DeMonte Kazi, Rashawn Jenkins, and Cameron Mitchell, along with Nick Needham. So we'll see. Specialists are kickers, Dustin Hopkins, I can't pronounce this guy's name. The punter. He's a very good punter. He could punt.
Yeah.
Borquez. And Rex Sunhara. He's probably going to be cut, they say. I don't know why he would put him in there if he thinks it's going to be on the roster. Offensive line, Ethan Posick, not bad. Joel Patino, very good guard. Wyatt Teller, guard. Jack Conklin, tackle. DeJuan Jones, tackle. Tevin Jenkins, guard tackle. Cornelius Lucas. And didn't you start a Cornelius Lucas fan club? I thought maybe you did.
No, it must have been the guy sitting next to me.
Luke Weipler and Zach Zinter. Defensive line, Miles Garrett, Mason Graham. That's our number one pick, Mason Graham. Malik Collins, Joe Tyron, Shoinka, Shelby Harris, Mike Hall Jr., Obo Okoronkwo, Alex Wright, Isaiah McGuire, Julian Aquara. Linebackers, Jordan Hicks, Mohamed Diabate, and defensive backs, we already want. So that basically is what he's saying is our team as of right now. I don't know what they're
going to
do.
I think it's insane that he left Joe Flacco off.
He said it could be next.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Iteration of it, so. But they have concluded their minicamp.
Minicamp, yep.
And
everybody showed up for that. Not everybody showed up, as they didn't have to, for the voluntary.
Yeah, OTAs. But the minicamps, they have to show
up. Yep, or they get fined.
That's what happened. Who's there's a player that didn't show up. They fined him $100,000 for every practice.
For every practice? Okay.
Yeah, that's some really serious change. So
yeah,
but he's a holdout, and
the truth is out there.
I think that's Myles Garrett. He's upset with me.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
I can understand
so,
that.
I mean, it's hard to believe. This is can you believe it's the middle of June already? The middle of June.
Yeah.
So we're talking about just another 5 weeks or so that the camps will start opening and you'll be talking. It's just time is flying. Flying, I tell you. Flying. Just like Juan Valdez.
He flies all the time.
Yeah.
Well, he has to keep up with demand.
Oh, yeah.
I think he'd get an assistant, you know.
Well, the mule tries.
Or get Juan Jr. to do some stuff, take some stuff over.
Yeah. Juan Jr. doesn't want to get involved in the business. Now his daughter Juanita.
Okay.
She may very well do that. So, anyway, not a lot of Browns news other than their camp is over. They'll have 5 or 6 weeks now to rest up for the season, which is just they're monetizing everything now, from the draft to when they issue the schedules, everything to make money. And the commissioner just got another extension. So the owner's obviously very happy with him as well.
Well, they keep making money, so, you know.
Have you been following the NBA final much?
No, I watched the first game, the end of the first game. That was it, and that was interesting. Are they evened up again?
They are.
Yeah.
That means they're both at the same number of wins and losses. I just didn't know if you knew that.
They're just 2-2, I believe, right?
They are 2-2.
Yep.
They're playing game number 5 and at OKC.
Okay.
Which is the Oklahoma Thunder. I think Indiana has to win that game, game number 5. If they don't, then they're going into Indianapolis on tomorrow or Thursday, down one game and only one game from elimination. I didn't know much about this young man named Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, also known as SGA. He's the most the most valuable player in the league, and he's on Oklahoma's team.
Right.
And according to Jeff Phelps, this is one of the most interesting finals he's seen for a while. Well played. I have no skin in the game as far as who I want to see.
No.
Maybe just because the Pacers booted out our Cavaliers. Maybe I would like to see them that. Maybe I don't, because I didn't like the way they booted it.
No, out. I don't like
they
the
played,
way
you... played us. They played us just too tough, too physical. How dare they?
Garland's
got to gain 10 some
people
pounds.
Some people call it dirty, but.
Okay. I saw maybe a couple instances of dirty.
Which they never called the fouls on.
Never? Never?
Some of the dirty plays, they did not, yes.
Well, speaking of Darius Garland, he just went under the knife for,
he did,
a for sprained his, toe.
His great toe. Yeah, it wasn't a big toe. It was a great toe.
I thought it was his. Where was it here?
They don't call it the big toe. They call it the great toe. That's what we've.
They said it was the big toe.
Well, they were wrong. It's his big. It's
well,
the great,
you know,
toe. It's the great toe.
You know, you could have a toe bigger than your number one toe.
Only if you got hit with a hammer or something.
No. I my mother had a toe. The second toe that was actually longer than her big toe.
Okay.
So.
I'm not going to make a comment about your mother.
No.
You know.
Better not. No.
I mean, that could be more. That could be more.
I'm just saying, I assumed, and I shouldn't assume anything, that it was the big toe, which is the number one toe, right?
Right. But they,
this one.
But they... Whoever called it their term improperly, it was found to be called the great toe. Yeah. The big toe.
The great toe is the big toe.
Yeah.
And the second toe is what? Index toe?
The not as great toe. Not as great toe. I have to call AAA on that one.
Okay, well, whatever. It was his big toe. That's what they said. In the I looked it up as it was in the paper that way.
Okay.
Well, anyway, he's expected to make training camp in a full recovery.
Let me ask you this.
All right.
It was a sprain.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard an operation of sprain before? They usually just make you rest it. They don't operate on sprains. They operate on breaks, but they don't operate on strains. Sprains.
Well, maybe it was a sprained tendon in the toe that happened to be the big one.
Or the great one.
Yeah. Okay.
Or the great one.
Yeah. And they had to put it back in place. It didn't sound like it was a major operation, but it irritated the heck out of them, obviously. And yeah, I wouldn't think it would be a rest and ice. That's probably what my doctor would say. But I'm not making $55 million a year playing a point guard for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
With somebody else paying your medical bill.
Yeah.
Cabs are paying for that.
Well.
Why do you think you're parking $60?
So anyway, I think that, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just has floored me how the Cavaliers went from the best record in the Eastern Conference right down the tubes in the playoffs in the second round.
No, it didn't floor me. Look how many times we had starters out.
This year?
Yes.
No, I don't think we had. No. Yeah, well,
don't give me that.
What starters did we have out this time around?
I don't have it with me.
Darius Garland was it.
That's not true.
Well, we had Jared Allen. He was in. He made all the games in the second round. You had,
Mobley was out at least a couple games.
I don't think that was the reason why we lost. I think our bench was.
At one point, we had three players. We had three starters out. This year.
Not one game. We had DeAndre Hunter. One game. And he's not a starter. And you had Garland out.
You're gonna make me do homework. Okay.
Yeah, and you had who else? And Mobley. So you had two starters out. And we almost won the game. They are not competitive against some of these more aggressive teams in the playoffs. They weren't last year. Even they fired the coach because we weren't as good, right? We fired him. Last year we fired.
We did. We didn't. We fired Bickerstaff. Yes, we did. Yes,
and we didn't fire the guy this year.
Not yet.
Well, he got the Knicks, the New York Knicks, who fired a guy who took him to the
next level.
Yeah. Next level. The Eastern haven't been there in 20 some years. They fired him.
Yeah.
Tom Thibodeau.
Yes.
Yeah. Good old Tom's gone.
I'm sure. I'm sure he won't be out of work long.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, after the finals are done, they start, all these people get hired. And
are there a lot of open spaces? I haven't heard how many people got fired. You just don't follow basketball that closely. Yeah.
I will once they start getting to the elimination games.
Yeah.
And at that point. But, you know, basketball is tough. It's a tough.
It is. I mean, they're great. They are great athletes. They are.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You're 7'1". You're
low. And you're walking. You're running up and down the court on wood.
What are you looking up?
I'm just looking up.
Oh, I knew you would. I think there was only one game. One game. The first two games we had everybody, and we lost at home. I think it was the third game, maybe, or fourth, that we had some injuries. But I don't know. It was disappointing. It was very, very disappointing this year. So you're just really fumbling today.
No, but it's being in a different mic.
Do you want to switch over?
I might switch over.
Well, why don't we just switch over?
Why don't I do that? Because
you look uncomfortable.
I am.
Oh, there you go. Isn't that much better?
It is. I feel much more comfortable.
Now you put the other one on and be in stereo?
No.
Oh.
I can be.
Are we on stereo?
I can be mono.
I never asked you this.
No, we are not. We are Menorah because we are a sideband, so they do not broadcast in stereo.
We're not sideband. We're sidebar.
The service is sideband.
So we're not really sports sidebar? We're sports sideband?
No. We are sidebar.
You're confused.
That is the broadcast is sideband. It is a cushion between FM stations.
A cushion?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
So they don't bleed through to each other. Yes.
Oh, so if we were stereo, we could bleed into the other broadcast. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, we couldn't, but the broadcast FM station could. That's why there's a cushion on each side. That's why there's only a 93.1.3.5.
Oh.
It's leaving that in between so that they don't bleed over each other.
Well, I learned something today.
Yeah, it's all part of broadcast there.
Well. So how many, 93.1, we would be 93.3, just for example.
No, we would not be point, we're in between the two. If you had shortwave, you could, or one of our crystal radios, you could get it.
Oh, okay.
But shortwave can tune it in.
Well, I don't think it makes any difference for our listeners that whether we're in stereo or not.
No, I don't think so.
Just when you play some music from time to time.
I guess.
Yes, yeah, that would be it. Okay.
Now that we really play music, we don't play music.
Well, yeah, I've heard songs that you've created on this.
Well, that's true. And those are in stereo, but
all right.
But I don't think we lose too much from those.
Anyway, are you looking this up?
I was trying.
Are you saying these injuries caused us to lose the second round of the?
I am saying they didn't help us any.
Well, of course not. But I don't think even if we had a healthy.
Because game four, we had out Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, and DeAndre Hunter.
Yes, I already told you that.
Yes.
Was game three?
That was game four.
Okay. Because we won the first game there and lost the second, and then we lost the third. Anyway.
Then we lost and lost.
I just don't know what they're going to do in order to be competitive against these more aggressive teams.
Yeah, Mitchell went out after he scored 12 points.
Well, that's because game was over.
Game four, so. Yeah.
So. Okay, well, considering what you're saying, I would partially agree with you. That's all I can do.
It's not that, of course, if the other team had all their people healthy, and the crazy thing was, our team was healthy nearly the entire season. Until the very end of the season.
It happens. I don't think it may have had a minor effect on the playoffs in the second round, but I don't think it was paramount to them losing like they did. They just simply looked lost against Indiana, how their aggressive play just dominated them, right? I mean, we lost four games out of five.
We did.
Yeah. And not all of it was because of these injuries. But anyway. Well, you want to talk baseball because it's really depressing right now.
You know what we can talk about?
Okay, is this cheery?
Actually, it's interesting. Ohio State University has revealed their revenue sharing plan.
Oh, did they? Are we getting any?
No, we're not athletes. Buckeyes are poised to share maximum allowable revenue, which is estimated to be $20.5 million over the 2025-26 academic year.
$25 million,
with increases by percentage points over the next decade. As $2.5 million for the funding of additional scholarships across 36 variety sports, varsity sports, counts towards the school's revenue share cap. Ohio State will be able to dedicate $18 million for paying athletes for the use of their name, image, and likeness. The NIL deals struck between outside entities and the athletes do not count against the cap. But the schools themselves have $18 million they can give to athletes. And then if others come directly to the athletes, they can make more.
Okay. So let me try to clarify it in my mind.
Okay.
You're saying without NIL money, name, image, and likeness money, the university has $18.5 million to distribute to their athletes.
$18 million, yeah. $2.5 million was for they funded additional scholarships.
For their lesser.
For 36 varsity sports, yeah.
So. The money that is left over, 18 and a half, goes to football and basketball?
It says this for paying athletes, so yeah, it could be that.
Well, so $2.5 million is going to 36 sports that are basically like your archery.
Or your women's sports, things like that.
Well, yeah. Why would, so women's basketball would not be part of the big pot of $18.5 million? You see what I'm confused.
It just says $18 million for paying athletes directly.
And the $2.5 million are for scholarships.
For scholarships.
Okay, for the other.
For across 36 different varsity sports, yes.
Okay, so do.
They won't get money.
Okay,
they'll get scholarships.
They'll get scholarships.
They'll get a free education.
Football, basketball, women's basketball, the more popular women's sports, will not only get scholarships, but be part of the $18.5 million that the
$18 million, yeah,
yeah. In addition, the athletes can get name, image, and likeness.
Exactly.
So if I am the starting quarterback, let's say I get $2 million from Ohio State,
To play,
mm-hmm. and from Smith's Chevrolet in Columbus can give him another $100,000.
They can.
Without having that money go into a pot of some sort.
Correct. Correct.
So they can make unlimited amount of money if somebody, let's say Progressive Insurance wants to give the quarterback $5 million in addition to what Ohio State's going to pay.
There's nothing that says they can't do that with the NIL, though, as far as I know. I don't know that of any restrictions. And I think the NCAA is just.
They went from
if you a gal that got a free car wash was thrown out of her sport to a point that you can make as much as you want from this. We have a coach and players that lost their position because of tattoos. Yeah.
It's across
the room from me. I'm not going there.
And the NCAA is calling you right now saying.
I'm saying I'm wrong? It might be.
They're saying, why are you broadcasting this? Because we're not happy about it.
Well, they've lost so much control.
They lost all control.
All control. They have lost all control. Absolutely.
Huh. Yeah, but 10 years ago, you're right. I mean, 10 years ago, we were talking about it, how foolish some of these athletes were being booted out of their sports for just the most minor of
infraction.
Accepting dinners and stuff like that.
Yes.
Now they can buy the restaurant.
Yeah, that's true. They could, yeah.
You know, we talked about it I think last week or the week before. I'm still not. I'm for any worker getting as much money as they possibly can. I'm not. But I'm, I guess, opposed a little bit. I mean, they're really going to be employees then.
If you're paying, except that if it's NIL money,
you're not an employee. You happen to be a person on a scholarship getting money from an outside source.
And the $18 million is coming from NIL money the university is getting.
All right. Okay. Oh, by the way, I wanted to let you know.
Yes.
The undersecretary of Pope Leo.
Okay.
Contacted me.
A lot of times when I think of sacred,
they were going through.
Oh, this whole file.
Francis' diary.
Okay.
And they discovered that he listened to Sports Sidebar with David and Guillermo de Capitan.
Okay.
And they finally tracked me down and said, what is this? Well, I went into how he liked listening to us and learned a lot of English. And just
didn't always agree with us, though.
No, he didn't. And he chewed us out from time to time.
He did.
But. So, obviously, turning into the new pope has caused him to be busy and hasn't had time to. He did address a group in Chicago at White Sox Stadium the other day, Pope Leo did. So, I think maybe one day he'll have an opportunity to listen to us. I'm hoping.
That would be.
Yeah, he just wanted to know what it was.
Ah, I see.
I mean, he didn't have any idea that Pope Francis listened to us from time to time. So, just thought.
And he's a Chicago boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know they had him addressing the crowd in Chicago, but they didn't say what he told them. So. Anyway, where were we?
I have no idea. We were talking NIL money.
Oh, NIL money. Yes. So I don't know if I like this or not.
So if the university is paying them directly, which is what I thought they were, but actually they're paying them through NIL money the school is getting. And so therefore
this is not tax money. This is not money.
No, this is not tax money. No. This is because as I read through the explanation, counts toward the school's revenue share cap, Ohio State will be able to dedicate $18 million for paying athletes for the use of their name, image, and likeness. The NIL deals struck between the outside entities and athletes do not count against the cap. So
is this money coming out of revenues from the sports?
From
when you go to Ohio State game, you pay $150 a ticket.
No, I don't.
Is that coming out of this money they're paying athletes out of the revenue?
That's not my understanding. That is also NIL money that the school is getting.
How can the school get NIL money? I mean, the school is not the person playing. That's why I'm confused.
But they have been making money off these players for years and years.
But the revenue's coming from TV and the tickets and
apparently not.
So this is not tax money.
This is not tax money.
Or tuition money.
This is
coming from an outside source. So there's no internal money coming.
As far as I can see, there's no internal money. And it may be more complicated than that, but at least the way they're explaining it here by Joey Kaufman of the Columbus Dispatch, that is $18 million for the use of their name, image, and likeness. And the NIL deal struck between the outside entities and athletes do not count against the cap.
But the money to be distributed to athletes has not been determined. I mean,
no.
So if I'm the third string,
which is why they have these portals. That's why everybody goes into portals to see how much money schools will offer them to come there.
I go to portals to usually relieve myself.
Right, but they don't offer you money for that.
No. Never mind.
You started that.
Yeah.
But the athletes' portals. They go there so that they will see what team will offer them. That's why it's not unusual anymore, especially now, for a player to go into after having a year, especially if he has a good year.
Yeah, I understand that. I always thought, though, that money was NIL money, was from a car dealership or something like that. So
you don't think car dealerships promote to the program?
Well, they do, but I would think if Ohio, just hypothetical.
Did this money not usually get in trouble with coming through boosters before? Now it's coming through the university, so and it's allowed. Because the boosters were the ones always getting in trouble because there were businesses and such that were approaching boosters to say, look, here's this money if you could do this or if you could do that. You know, if he could show up for one day or one Sunday or one Monday a month or something like that, you know, to sign because it'll bring people to our dealership.
Yeah. I guess I'm trying to think, is this new money other than NIL?
I think this money that was filtered through we don't know. But my understanding, this is the money that used to be filtered through the boosters.
Boosters, okay.
To me. That's my kind of understanding because it's
I guess I thought that teams would be allowed to set aside $20 million to pay directly to their players. And I don't know where this $20 million was coming from. So
according to this, it's coming from NIL.
But the article I read in theory could pay one player of all the sports.
Yes, it could.
$20 million.
It could.
So, which would be ridiculous. I'm just saying.
But in theory, it could. So, in this case, they have about $18 million of that $20 million left that they could send anyway, and they could give $18 million of that to one person. They could. stupid, but they
I understand. So you have 120 guys dressing, unless they dress a lot, right?
Yes, they do. At Ohio State,
120. So the fifth string center could get some money based on how they determine the way they divvy it up, right?
If they're going to do it fairly. Yeah. They don't do it fairly.
No. So
they want to get the money to get the best players there.
So if the quarterback gets $3 million a year,
mm-hmm.
And Mississippi is offering him $6 million a year, he could go into the transfer portal.
He could go into the transfer portal.
So they are basically becoming
mercenaries.
That, yeah.
How's that?
And all of this has come, and it's complicated.
It's very complicated.
And all this has come within such a short period of time when we went from somebody getting a hamburger and not being able to play a game because of that.
Yeah.
To
basketball players winning national champions saying, we go to bed hungry at night. We're hungry. We don't have any money. No. We're hungry.
And
they weren't hungry for a championship. They were hungry for food.
Yeah, and now they can get – because
– they can own a franchise.
Well, yeah. But but if they're not going to give all money to one – because they got to pay basketball, right? Basketball players could get money out of this fund.
They can. But they want to draw the top players they can. So you're going to get some players that are going to get decent. I don't think anybody's – who knows? Probably. I didn't think $3 million would go. I think usually around $1 million would be, I would think, tops, because then you could at least spread it around to lower you go, there's going to be less money.
If you are the number one prospect in the state of Alabama, which produces a lot of talent, right?
It does.
And Ohio State's offering $1 million and Alabama's offering you $2 million, then Ohio State could come back and say, I'll give you $3 million. This could,
as long as you're still in the portal. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Does that mean it could lead to collusion where somebody whispers in the back of his ear, if you went into the portal, you could probably make double what you're making now.
Oh,
that would be, would be collusion unless they're in the portal.
Yeah. Do they have a right to an agent who could,
that I don't know.
I don't know either.
Would we word that? Do players in the portal, is that what it...
Well, players in college sports, can they have an agent? I mean, you don't have to be... If you are a... I don't know if there's a... I guess there is.
It didn't used to. You used to not be able to have... That's why a lot of times they would have their fathers kind of be their agents.
Well, I don't know. I would think that as you're getting more and more money involved in this, the complications that we just came up with ourselves would require somebody who knows what they're doing. And are they contracts? I'm going to give you $2 million. Okay. Is that in a contract somewhere?
Yeah, I'm looking here, and they're doing their best not to answer the question. With NCAA implementing standardized contract templates, players now have more resources at their disposal. Understanding the role of agents in this new era for both athletes and their families, the right representation can make a difference in capitalizing on their fame while protecting their interests. The NIL continues to evolve, staying informed about agents and their impact on college athletes is crucial. So it sounds to me you can have an agent.
I would think you have to have an agent.
If there's that much money involved, I would think you would have to.
Yeah.
Where before, if anything, you could have your dad or someone like that kind of representing you, but not technically quote unquote being an agent.
My third cousin once removed.
Your third cousin once removed. He might have been removed more than once. I that's what I heard.
Well, anyway, it's just a sea change of money coming from nowhere out of to to substantial amounts for athletes.
As college sports, particularly football and basketball, become more lucrative, athletes are seeking professional representation to secure the best deals. Agents can provide important support in negotiating contracts and ensuring compliance with new rules that govern these agreements. So absolutely, they can now get an agent.
Yeah. How about that?
It leaves a lot more work. It gets a lot more work for agents now.
Yeah. Well, good for them.
Everybody can get
an agent.
Get a piece of the pie.
I want an agent.
Piece of the rock or whatever.
I want an agent.
Yeah. Good luck. Can you afford them? Because I can't.
I think I could be my own agent, but
But that was a good question. I hadn't even thought about that. So thank you for that question, and we have even answered it. Thank you.
No, thank you.
No. You know, this thing was quiet all morning long. The first one I got was you when you said you're on your way
I'm
here.
I'm on my way.
You're on your way.
Yeah,
that was the first one that came all day, and it hasn't stopped.
And from a dismal performance.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I didn't do well today. No. It's a frustrating sport, softball. Every sport I play is frustrating. Okay.
Are your teammates frustrated too, or just?
Well, yeah, they're frustrated at me too. They try to tar and feather me.
Oh, did they?
I said, get out of here. You know who I am. So, the Guardians.
The Guardians.
Yeah.
Last but certainly least, right now.
Well, right now they are, as we speak. They start a series tonight against San Francisco. We are 35-35, .500. The fan had a really good discussion about what this team's going to do because we got a very, very mediocre lineup.
Yeah.
Other than Jose Ramirez and Carlos Santana. But the guy they were talking to, a reporter from the Lorraine Elaria Chronicle, who has somebody that covers the Guardians on their beat.
On their beat, yeah.
It seems at this point, the Josh Naylor trade made no sense whatsoever.
Right.
None.
Yes.
And he's doing pretty good in Arizona, but the leader of the team is Jose Ramirez. No doubt about it.
Exactly.
But the emotional leader of the team last year was Josh Naylor.
Yes.
And he brought fire and brimstone to that bench. They were 20 games over .500 this time last year. And it's not all because of Josh Naylor, but they are trying the 4A players. Sneemans and
The players who were too good for AAA but not quite good enough for the majors.
They were really hoping Jokansi Noel was going to be tremendous in right field, and he was a bust. Now he's back in Columbus, and he's doing okay.
But when they sent him down last time, he didn't do that much better. And then,
But the thing is, one expert saying that there's never been a bigger difference now between the pitching in AAA and the majors. So the guys who are really hitting the ball in AAA, and given that fact that they're doing well, or being promoted to the majors, and then they fall flat on their face because the pitching is so much better in the major leagues. And honestly, the pitching is mediocre too. I mean, they're going into, like Tanner Bibee the other day, he gave up like 35 pitches in the first inning, another 20. I mean, by the time they reach the fifth inning, they're over 100 pitches. And that's putting a lot of pressure on their bullpen. And then he had a mound, you know, Class A, blew a save again the other night. It's the team we expected last year, right? I mean, every expert had them below, even Terry Pluto had them below .500 last year. And now it's coming to fruition. We simply don't have the offense to mount a challenge to Detroit in our division. Detroit, we're 9.5 games out of first place. against Detroit, who seems to have it all together this year.
Yeah.
Pitching, hitting.
Well, everything. They came up in the second half of last year and just it was unstoppable.
Yeah, they have the best pitcher in baseball. They have really good hitting. And so, but we're only a game out of the wild card. So you can't completely cave in. I mean, there was some thought, maybe we should get rid of Carlos Santana now. I mean, he's done okay.
He's done okay for us.
Yeah, he's done okay.
He just won somebody a new car
to make
with his grand slam the other day.
Oh, did he?
He did. He won. So as the inning where you if somebody hits a grand slam, they win a car
in the fourth inning or something.
Yep. He won it for somebody. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
And he's had a few home runs, and he's.
I saw that happen in Arizona.
Did you?
Yeah, there was, and I know who did it. There was the bases were loaded, and they were giving away a. A local Kia dealership was giving away in a special inning a Kia to anybody who if they hit a grand slam in this inning, and it was Yan Gomes. You remember Yan?
Oh,
Gomes?
Yeah.
Yan Gomes hit a grand slam, and this lady got a brand new Kia, and so I saw that.
Very cool. Yeah,
I didn't
see her drive it off the field.
I don't know. I don't know if she was even there. I think they were there. I think it was to the people who were
in attendance.
In attendance, yeah. But I'm not concerned because I would be concerned if this team had the talent necessary to compete against Detroit and the other big teams. Maybe they can hang in there for the wild card. Like I said, they're only. a game out of the wild card race. But I don't know. I mean, Shane Bieber is.
Well, he was thrown back because.
He's thrown back a week, but he's doing much better.
Okay.
So we may get him.
Did he actually do a start yet at AA?
Not yet.
Okay. How do you think so?
I think they sent him out somewhere to see how he's doing. But we could have him back.
But. Shane Bieber is going to help us with our hitting.
No, he's not going to help us with our hitting.
Yeah, and that's the biggest problem we have. Our bullpen is, in general, very good. Our starters have hung in there enough.
They're mediocre, right?
But they've hung in there enough that you could win, but you can't win when you can't score runs.
Well, that's profound.
Isn't it?
Can I copyright that?
I don't know. You could quote me, but you can't copyright it.
Well, let me see here.
Trademark it. Something like that.
We lost last Monday 7-4 against the Reds. We lost Tuesday against the Reds 1-0. We won 11-2.
But we lost the Ohio Cup for the first time in a decade.
Well, yeah, 5 out of 6 will make you lose.
It will.
And
I'm just saying, time in a decade we've lost the Ohio Cup.
You gotta feel Terry Francona's a little giddy inside.
He's gotta be smiling.
I mean, I guess he did a tribute to him, and he didn't like even liked all the attention. But anyway, yeah. But he's now opposing us. I'm not Terry Francona anymore. I want to win. And then we lost 7-2 Friday, and 4-3 on Saturday, and lost 6-0 on Sunday. We're just not playing very good baseball.
We are not.
And I don't know what the solution is. I have it, but we don't have time.
We do not. But you have a pun, right? Or do you?
Yeah. Ready?
I'm ready.
I'm not sure which is the biggest state in the U.S., but Alaska, friend.
There you go. Alaska. Okay. Alaska.
I blew that.
But you like your borders. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah. I lost 20% of my couch. Ouch.
Where did it go? All right.
Well, the co is gone. See, 80% of the couch.
Ouch. Okay. Yeah. Okay. See?
See,
this isn't effective when you have to explain them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe I'll understand better next week. We're back again with Sports Sidebar.